I think that baby Jesus was a very ordinary looking child with a very ordinary looking family, a family that was caught up in the events of the world and the politics of the world at that day and had gone to Bethlehem for the census so that they could be taxed, an ordinary child in an ordinary family. But that's the way that God ordained it. It says this in John, the first chapter and the 14th verse, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He lived among us. And we saw His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And so this ordinary person was born into the world, but was soon recognized to be so extraordinary. But he lived among us. He was one of us. That's what that word means. It's a word that means tent. It means he set up his dwelling with us. He became our neighbor. And Jesus was full of grace and truth. And he lived most of his life as just an ordinary person, dealing with the ordinary issues of life. Getting along with family, working, going to synagogue, doing those things that other people do as one of us. And when the time was just right, His glory came forth. Glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Live in His glory today. Father in heaven, I thank you that Jesus came to be one of us. He suffered the same indignities that we sometimes suffer. And this little baby in the manger had to nurse at his mother's breast. He had to grow. He made those messes that babies make. He was one of us. But there would come a time when we would see His glory, a glory as one only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.